Season where you had so much inconsistency of the wide receiver position, just based on the not performances but availability.
Yeah, it's tough. The good thing about it is it's a really good room, and like you said, availability is key in this league, and a lot of the guys have been up and down, up and down. You can go down the list. But I think it goes back to the coaching. Mike Groh's done an excellent job with those guys and making sure the next guy up is prepared. And I think Adam and the rest of the guys have done a fabulous job of being able to use their talents and what their strengths are.
Does it make it harder to trust, though? I mean, you kind of have to count on the guy being there?
Yeah, you have to. And they've done a really good job of being where they're supposed to be. I think it's a credit to how hard they work, how much they study, and Mike making sure that they are prepared each and every week.
When you look at what Brandon's been able to do in New York, do you sit there and wonder what it would be like here?
I haven't paid that much attention to what he does, what his stats are. We wish him well, and we work with the guys we got here.
How does losing Marty change things for you?
Oh, that's tough. That's definitely tough. Run game, pass game. He had a lot of value to this team in both areas. Unbelievable blocker at the point of attack. We ran to his side a lot, and then in the passing game, he was a matchup problem for linebackers and safeties. That's a tough loss for us. Like anything else this year, the next guys step up, Zach and Kari, they're ready to go.
Jay, when you went back to your Sunday's game and you looked at the first two drives, kind of having shorter fields and not being able to get more out of that, what jumped out to you about those?
Penalties at one point and just not executing. I think we have really good calls up. Down in distances, we're good. Third and shorts, we were manageable. We just got to execute later, and that's better. That's on the players. That's on myself. If we execute the way we should, I think we'll like the outcome of
it. Does that gnaw at you more when you're going back through it?
For sure. Whenever you look at it and you say, hey, that was a great call. It's one guy here. If I made a better throw here, if we recognize this front, that's tough. That's tough to swallow.
You brought up Kari. Can you tell us about him and what type of player he is?
We got him in, and a quiet guy, goes about his work. I think in the run game, he's a lot stronger than you would think, especially at the point. He's able to handle the edge quite well. And in the pass game, strong hands, knows where he's supposed to be. Just a dependable player, maybe not the speed that Zach has, but they're both very versatile, I think, in the run and pass game.
Jay, there's a lot around the league this week about concussion protocol quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Can you go back to Sunday and describe what yours involved and how and why that is an important issue for quarterbacks especially?
Yeah, we can do that. Anytime there is a hit where they think your head is involved or a possible concussion could happen, you're gonna be questioned a lot on the sideline, as I was. You go over there and our trainers are going to be there, our doctors are going to be there, and then there's an independent doctor. And most of the time, they're going to want to know how you're feeling. If there's any memory loss, they usually ask about the last play, what it was, what happened. I usually try to give as much information as possible so to prove that I am okay and ready to go back out there.
Are you any more or less likely to be upfront and honest about how you're feeling now than maybe earlier in your career?
Really loaded question. I will be as honest as I should be. Wink.
How big of a boost is it? The way that Zach Miller gets the tight end position for this offense.
I think he's done a fabulous job for us. You kind of look at his career and his journey he's went through, and a lot of injuries, a lot of ups and downs. Couldn't be more happy for a guy like him to come out here and still battle through some injuries and catch some big balls for us and do some of the dirty work, lead block for Matt and 3-3, and then make some big plays on the outside. So we just got to keep finding ways to get him the ball and keep him integrated.
How nice has it been this week in practice just to see Alshon, Eddie Royal, even Kevin White out here together?
Yeah, you have to think back to OTAs, I think early April, to see them all out there together. But it's nice to see. I mean, they're hard workers. I know they've wanted to be out here together for a long time. Four to go. We'll take them with four left.
How big of a boost would it be to get Eddie back?
Be huge for us. I mean, smart player, knows the offense, and just get some more quickness, I think. Some catch and run, some separation in between the numbers, I think would really help us out.
Jay, what stands out to you about Breland? And are you at the point now with Alshon where no matter who the corner is, you're pretty comfortable with a win on that?
Yeah, I mean, he's a tough cover, I think, for those guys. He's so long. He attacks the ball. He gets in and out of his cuts well enough that he puts corners at a disadvantage. He's not as quick as Eddie. He's probably not as quick as 13, but he's quick enough that you can run a lot of different routes with him. You can cross the field or you can throw it up. So anytime we do have Al one-on-one, it's going to take a lot to get me off of him.
There was an expectation that Harunas would sit for a year, needed some time to develop.
Yeah.
How have you seen him? He was thrown in there. How does he come along?
I think it might have been the coaches and the front office expectations, but I don't think he ever really bought into that. I think his mindset was he wanted to get on the field this year, and he showed that in the weight room, his commitment to the offense and learning it. So he's been kind of biting at the bit for a long time. I mean, training camp, the start of the season, to get out there, and just so happened he got a chance, and I don't see him letting that go anytime soon.
Jay, how have you seen Kadeem?
Yeah, he's still got a lot of energy. You know, he's still a fun guy, a little bit of a goofball out there. But he takes things a lot more seriously now. He wants the ball. He's very hungry to get the ball. And when he gets it, usually good things happen. So we got to try to find ways to keep him involved, get him touches, because he's so explosive back there. You hand him the ball and it's like a rocket took off. He's fun to watch.
Okay, I know you're in kind of game-to-game mode, but in the last four games, especially in the first year of this offense, how much do you think a strong finish for you would kind of put a stamp on the progress you've made heading into the next year?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be huge for us. I think any team probably across the NFL, if the quarterback's playing well, they're going to have a chance to do well in offense and win football games. So that's our goal right now. Personally, I want to continue the kind of growth that we've had with this offense. Getting some of these guys back is going to help. That's where we're at right now.
Has the playoff talk died down?
No. I mean, anything happens. You guys know this league. It gets crazy in December. But with that being said, we're still one game at a time. We're worried about the Washington Redskins, and hopefully we can take care of that, and then we'll move on from there.
All